Truly, we give honor to God as this choir just reminded us as to why we ought to give honor to God, because we need Him to come through. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but there are some things in my life that if anybody can, I know God can. If anybody I know won't let me down, I know God won't let me down. And if anybody I can trust to come through for me, I know He will and He can. Come on, somebody. God is a good God, and they that worship Him. Psalm 66 says, make a joyful noise unto the God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of His name. Make His praises glorious. We all ought to be able to praise God, because we know He will come through for us. Amen, amen. To God be the glory. Again, we greet you in the mighty and the marvelous name of Jesus the Christ, and we say that it's good to be here. Amen. Now don't go quiet on me. Amen. I don't have a long sermon. Come on, somebody. I know we'll be out in about 10 minutes. Amen. We'll be out in 10 minutes. Amen. Amen. So I need your prayers. Amen. 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 Sometimes you don't have to take a whole long time. I just messed it up a whole long time. Amen. To say a lot about the Lord. Amen. I've learned that a little bit can do a whole lot. Amen. That a lot of can do a whole lot of mess up. Amen. So I need your prayers this morning. Amen. 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 But before we do it, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Amen. Before we step out. Amen. In faith. God, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know that you are a good God, and above thee there is none other like thee. Father, we come before you as humble as we know how, trusting and believing that you will come through for us. You know why we're here, and you know our situation, and you know what we stand in need of. So, Father, we just ask that thou will look down upon us with favor, granting to us what our hearts desire, that we may go out and tell somebody about the goodness of your Son, darling, Jesus Christ. Rescue us right now, Father, because we need to be rescued. Deliver us, because we need to be delivered. And stand us up, because some of us are just leaning and about to cave and give in. But we know that you are a good God. So have your way with us, O Lord. Bless us and bless those who are en route to come, O Lord, in the various places that they will sit and give you praise, honor, and glory. It is in the mighty name of Jesus we pray and ask, and for His name's sake we pray, O Lord. Amen. 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 I'm not used to not having a long sermon. Amen. So I feel, and I pray that you don't feel cheated. Amen. I pray that you don't feel cheated, amen, for not having a long sermon. But if you do have your Bible, we certainly want to direct your attention to Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. Two very familiar passages of scripture that we all know. Paul's letter to the church at Philippi. And it reads, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. The New Living Bible translation reads this: don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs, and don't forget to thank Him for His answers. Amen. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet and at rest as you trust in Christ Jesus. I want to go back to verse, amen, 6 of the New Living Translation. It says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs, and don't forget to thank Him for His answers. You don't mind just looking at that wonderful person next to you. Amen. Isn't he or she wonderful? Amen. They look good in Jesus, don't they? Amen. Amen. That's right. That's right. Amen. Tell him or her as the subject. Neighbor. I'm so thankful unto the Lord. Amen. I'm so thankful unto the Lord. Amen. We can give her some praises. We can give her some praises. Thank you. My brothers and my sisters, I submit to you on this day in that for some, it be it both Christian and non-Christian, it is very unfortunate that in that many people only express their thanks unto God once a year. I suppose for some, that's better than nothing. But for us, the redeemed, being thankful should be almost as natural as breathing and as common as scratching an itch. Make no mistake about this. Thankfulness is a critical tool in the believer's toolbox, because thankfulness is highly valued by God himself. In fact, the Bible tells us in Psalms 30, verse 1 and verse 12 says, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee, and not to be silent, O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto you, unto thee forever. Goodwill thankfulness should become an addiction for every person who has been saved, delivered, and set free by the working power of God's Holy Ghost. Well, I think I need to say it again. Thankfulness should become an addiction for every person who has been saved, for every person who has been delivered and set free by the working power of God's Holy Spirit. And so as we have gathered here in this Bethel spot, for this explicit purpose of praising and worshiping God Almighty in the highest for all of his goodness, without second guessing yourself or putting on for a show, because only you should know without a doubt. But if I may ask you just two things in the name of Jesus. Are you thankful? Amen. And secondly, what is keeping you from being thankful? Come on, somebody, let me ask you again. Are you thankful, Goodwill? Amen. Amen. And what is keeping you from being thankful? It is said that some people are not thankful because of relative deprivation. You've heard that term, relative deprivation, have you? Y'all didn't take psychology in high school? Okay, all right. Write that down. I'm not trying to show y'all my little wits, okay? But let me break it down for you. Relative deprivation is the experience of being deprived of something to which others believe to be entitled. It refers to the discontent or the unhappiness people feel when they compare their positions to others and realize that they have less of what they believe themselves to be entitled to than those around them. Okay, in other words, God bless the child. Can you help me with that? In other words, God bless the child. Got it on. And in the streets, it means don't hate, but congratulate. That's relative deprivation. Because if you upset with what I have, it ain't my fault. Come on, somebody. See, what I have came from here. John says, all good things come from the Lord. Amen. Come on, somebody. And if he gave it to me, then he can give it to you. All you got to do is be thankful for what you have. Amen. Like I'm thankful for what I have. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. You see, for some, we don't appreciate air. We don't appreciate water, clothing, and shelter because most people have them. Why people in poor countries are generally happier than most America. It is said during the Depression, people were content with the little they have because their neighbors had little. Unfortunately, some within the church, we feel entitled. Entitlement is a specialized form of arrogance. That's all it is. Entitled simply means you never have to say thank you Well, excuse me. I ain't talking about anybody here. But many people have a purely negative attitude toward God because they don't appreciate him for the many blessings he bestows upon them. But they are embittered against God because some others appear to have more blessing than what others have. But let me say this. Whether or not you have a whole lot or a little bit, all of us ought to be thankful unto God. Yeah. We ought to be thankful unto God for what he has done and what he is doing right now. Come on, somebody. And so as we look at our subject, let's see why we should be thankful unto the Lord. I just got 2 points, two more pages, okay? So work with me, okay? The first reason why we should be thankful unto the Lord is God is good. Come on, somebody. We should be thankful because God is good. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Come on. God is good. I mean, not to hate on anybody. If you look at your shoes and look at somebody else's shoes, both of you ought to be able to say God is good. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. Whether you got yours at full price and I got mine on the clearance rack. Amen. Come on, somebody. Both of us are, I mean, come on. Look at your car and my car. Yes, mine may be a putt-putt and yours may, come on, somebody. We all still ought to be thankful because God is good. Come on, somebody. I mean, just because you got more in your account, guess what? I paid my light bill too. God, I don't know about you, he is good. Come on, somebody. Your child got clothes on, mine got clothes on her back too. God is good. Come on, somebody. Come on. God is good. The Bible tells us in 1 Chronicles 16:34, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. I wish I had somebody who don't mind giving thanks unto God, because you know God is good. He's so good that you got confused this morning. You went in the closet and you couldn't make your mind up as to what you're gonna put on. Come on, somebody. You went in your clothes rack and you look. Come on, somebody. You no, not that one. No, not no. That's how good God is. He has blessed you and blessed you and blessed you. God is good. Goodwill, I don't know about you, but I can't think of a time in my life in which the Lord has not been good unto me. When I look at what I do have, what I had, truly I can say, God is good. God is good. I mean, even when you eat. In fact, you remember as a kid when I was growing up, I learned this prayer, and you all learned the same prayer too. Good too. God is great. God is good. And we thank him for this food. By his hand, we are all fed. Give us, Lord, our daily bread. Y'all prayed that prayer too? See that? God was good to me. He fed me, and he was good to you, and he fed you. Any of us use that short, simple, good theology. And so, Goodwill, I want to ask you this morning. I'm almost finished here. It's whether you believe this prayer or not, but specifically, do you believe that God is good? You see, it's easy to just reflect the answer, yes. We know that that's what we're supposed to say. And of course, it's easy to say God is good when things are going well. But when we're suffering, when we're going through a time of pain or difficulty or trial, then it becomes more of an open question, doesn't it? Our response those times of question whether God is good doesn't come so quickly or automatically. We wonder if God is good, then why this? Why this illness? Why this painful relationship? Why this financial problem? Why this loss? Why this disappointment? And even so, if we keep asking and saying to ourselves and others that God is good, there's a nagging voice in the back of our head that says, really? Is God really good? But let me tell you this right here, no matter what, in both good and bad situation of life, God is still good. The devil is a liar, because my Bible tells me that God is good. And it makes a difference in our lives whether we believe that God is good or not. Goodwill, make no mistake about this. The Bible teaches us that God is good. God is morally upright and pure. He is just and righteousness. So tweet this, my brothers and sisters. There is not the slightest hint of evil, nor sin, nor wrongdoing in his nature. God is absolutely perfect and holy. In fact, the Bible tells in 1 John 1:5, then this is the message which we have heard of him and declared unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Goodwill, God is good. Amen. David says in Psalms 92:15, to show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteous in him. Goodwill, yes, God is good. And if we look at Job, then Job tells us his account as to why God is good. Job tells us, Job 10 says, therefore hearken unto ye men of understanding, far be it from God that he should do wickedness, and from the Almighty that he should commit iniquity. Verse 12 in Job 10 says, yea, surely God will not do wickedly, neither will the Almighty pervert judgment. My brothers and my sisters, God always does what is right. Period. Let me say that again, because you missed that. God always does what is right. Period. Oh, you missed that. If I had this mic in my hand, I can just say, God always does what is right. But don't worry, Peter, I'm not going to drop it, okay? God always does, come on, somebody, what is right. So since I can't drop it, I'll say, period. Come on, tell the person next to you, because they made me think, you got this thing wrong. God always does what is right. Period. My brothers and my sisters, God will never treat us unfairly. He will never break his promise. He will never punish anyone unjustly. In fact, Psalms 86:5 says, for thou, Lord, thou art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto them that call upon thee. Oh, that's a shouting time right there. He says, God, for Lord, thou art good and ready, come on somebody, to forgive and plentiful in mercy unto them that call upon thee. Psalms 100:5 says, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth all generations. Goodwill, yes, God is good, and I'm thankful. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm thankful that God is good. Last point. That's it. We're going to go in a half paragraph, okay? And so not only am I thankful because God is good, but I'm thankful because God answers prayers. Come on, somebody. Come on. He's not only as good, but God answers prayers. Verse 6 says, NLB says, be careful for nothing, King James, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Okay. For the kids, the New Living Bible Translation says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs. And don't forget to thank him for his answers. Well, I'm going to say that again, because I'm going to shout right there, okay? I'm going to shout now. Don't worry about anything. Instead, come on, somebody. You know about what you're going through, okay? He says, instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs. He didn't put mama there. He didn't put daddy there. He didn't put you, prayer warrior. He said, tell God. And don't forget to thank him for his answers. Let me close this thing here because I don't want to see it anymore. Pray about everything. And don't forget to thank him. When you got up this morning, did you get down on your knees? When you roll out the bed on the right side or the left side? Come on, somebody. I know you have something you're going through, but did you tell God about it? So when you tell him, all you got to do is get up and say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. To God be the glory. Because you said in your word, Matthew, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. Are you asking God? Are you looking for God? Are you thanking God? Because if you ask him, Jesus said, if you ask, if you just knock, I'll come in and give you what you need. I'll give you what you stand in need of. Goodwill. I'm finished here. Are you thankful? Don't worry about it anymore. Come on, somebody. Let that thing hit you like water hit a duck's back and roll off. Count it all joy because God is going to answer your prayer. God has heard your cry. God knows what you're going through. You just ask God. And when you ask and tell him, he say, don't forget to say thank you. Don't forget to say thank you. Sisters, did you say thank you for my husband this morning? Did you say thank you for my child? Brother, did you say thank you for my wife this morning? Oh, I know I'm telling you somebody. Did you say thank you? Oh, come on, somebody. We all got something to thank God for. We all got something to pray to God for. We all got something to shout about because God is good. All the time, God is good. I wish I had some hairs. God is good. All the time, God is good. I'm tired of worrying when God will hear my prayer. I'm tired of crying when all I got to do is tell God about it. I'm tired when all I got to do is say, thank you, Jesus, for looking at me and coming to my heart and giving me what I stand in need of. I'm thankful unto God. That's it, Goodwill. As simple as I can tell you, I'm thankful unto God. In times like these, yes, we have a whole lot that we can go negative about. But in times like these, we have a whole lot. We can thank God for everything he has blessed us with and everything he is yet to do. If you give him a yet praise, he'll give you a yet blessing. Come on, somebody. If you give him a yet hand clap, he'll send a yet blessing down from high. If you give him a yet shout, come on, somebody, he'll send you everything you stand in need of. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Him poor for the best by saying, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, why is he on your side? Because he's good. Come on, somebody. He's good. God is good. And I'm so thankful unto him for being good. That's it. God is good. And God answers prayer. You can go back home and say, baby, guess what? God is good. And baby, guess what? If you pray for me, I'll pray for you. God gonna change things because he says, don't worry about anything. In prayer and supplication, ask God all about it. Are you thankful, Goodwill?
Yes.
Are you thankful? Whatever has been keeping you from being thankful, shake it off. Pack it underneath your feet. Amen. And give God some glory. Amen. Amen. Can we just point out, please? Give God glory. Amen. Amen. Perhaps you are outside the ark of safety and you have been worrying yourself to death. Back and forth to the doctor. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, and sometimes you're going flatline. Come on, somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Because you have been worrying. And you have forgot, you neglected to pray. As the word says, don't be anxious, don't worry, but in prayer and supplication. You've taken matters in your own hand and realize that every time you touch that thing, you don't have the Midas touch. It doesn't turn to gold, but it turns sour. It goes cold. But if you come to the realization now that, you know what, to God be the glory. God is good and the devil is a liar. My Bible tells me that Jesus says in Matthew, ask. Come on, somebody. Am I right about that? He said that in Matthew. He said, seek. He goes down a list of how you get a response from him. Okay? That you're going to start doing your part by, you know what, turn it over to Jesus. Y'all know that song? Turn it over to Jesus. He can work it out. He can work it out. Come on now, y'all know that song. That's a true song for a living group of people who understand that, you know what, no more is this in my hands, but all to thee I give my all. If you're outside the ark of safety and you want to receive salvation, you want to connect yourself with the household of faith by giving your life to God, now's the